welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday, the 6th of December. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group over the past week. You can find us in all the usual places at www.isis.com, on Podomatic and on iTunes.
Busy sort of week again as we head up to Christmas. You'd think it would start calming down a bit now.
Well, it's been quiet, but then not as quiet as it seems.
If
you can say that. Not good news coming out of the US late last week on the jobs front, and that helped to push oil prices higher, and they've continued to rise in the current week. And certainly on Monday, the 6th, we saw oil hit a 26-month high.
Good heavens.
Close to, well, it's $91.88 a barrel.
So. Which leads me to wonder if, could it get to 100 for Christmas?
Well, possibly could. I mean, is this one of these periods where we saw before the crash, where the oil price rises, and we're seeing prices being pushed up in chemicals, in polymers, and everybody believing it's going to keep on going up and going up?
Well, if you look at the demand that's being taken out of economies in the UK, for example, you look what's going to happen to Ireland, the Eurozone crisis.
Well, the Eurozone crisis is particularly worrying, I think, and it's going to, you know, potentially a global impact. I mean, we're seeing a clear split, really, I mean, certainly in the chemicals world, between sort of developed world growth and growth in the emerging markets. And we had some projections and some data came out last week from the American Chemistry Council, their year-end analysis and their outlook. And they're clearly looking for strong emerging market growth, 12.2% they're talking in 2010. That's for all of chemicals, including pharmaceuticals, 8.4% in 2011 and 7.7% in 2012. Of course, economists are always a bit cautious when they look
forward.
But then other economists have been saying over the past couple of days that, well, hang on, if we look at the chemicals universe, then we can see certainly in the third quarter growth slowing, and this is global growth. And this was Oxford Economics with their projections. This came in on Monday, saying that global chemicals growth in the third quarter was only 0.5% quarter to quarter, compared with 1.8% in the second quarter. So, you know, peak of the year, second quarter, coming down quite sharply.
Absolutely.
And they made the point that emerging market growth was quite sluggish.
Well, that's interesting.
It was not as strong as they expected earlier in the year.
That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Although it's strong, it's less strong than they expected. And, you know, looking forward, clearly, if you look at the problems that the US has, and the ACC pointed this out last week, that the US economy is not growing as strongly as at this stage in the cycle as it has done in previous cycles. So as you're coming out of the recession, you know, it's 15 or more months. I can't remember the exact number. Since the recession, it's been pulling out. It should be growing faster now.
Yeah.
It's that unemployment that's weighing very heavily. And, of course, you mentioned the Eurozone crisis, which is clearly of great concern in this part of the world. And, of course, the way that governments are cutting back on spending, trying to keep hold, control of that debt. And it's all going to weigh very, very heavily on the developed world markets for chemicals.
And also, I suppose, it might have an effect on the oil price as well, because people have been hedging dollars with oil, I think. It seems to be being used as a financial instrument much more than the fundamental supply and demand would suggest. If you look at people like Paul Hodges' blog, for example, he's been very chemicals and the economy blog has been very keen on that point over the course of the year. And several bankers have been saying that there isn't actually the fundamental demand to support it. So if I was in the petrochemical industry, I would be keeping a very tight eye on my inventories going into the new year, I think.
I think most people will be.
Given the price of oil now, the potential for downside as well as upside. And possibly quite a dramatic correction.
I know. It's a very difficult time, or another difficult time. You know, it's
life is one difficult time after another, Nigel.
More of the same.
But it's not entirely depressing, is it? I mean, people like BASF and Petronas, something really positive this week. They've signed an MOU to think about investing 1 billion euros. That's about $1.3 billion to produce specialty chemicals in Malaysia. Part of BASF's policy to produce more and more content.
I think it wants to produce over 70%, something like that, of the chemicals that it sells in Asia Pacific.
That's right.
In Asia Pacific.
That's right.
By the end of the period.
And they're looking at exciting things like non-ionic surfactants, methane sulfonic acid, isononanol. Try saying that after a couple of Christmas shows.
C4 chemicals, really.
That's right. So it's very specialty, very very upstream from...
Interesting for Petronas.
Very downstream.
Very interesting for Petronas. You know, petrochemicals player. expanding quite sharp, quite strongly, and then pushing now downstream into those more specialised, all those specialty chemicals.
That's right.
And again, it's just this filling out of the market structure within Asia Pacific. We're seeing that, you know, we're seeing the desire of companies in the Middle East to do the same. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's the GPCA, the big GPCA meeting in Dubai.
Oh, that's right.
This week, as we speak, you know, that's just starting today, I believe. So we'll see a lot of talk coming out of the Middle East over the next few days about how companies there intend to grow not just their upstream petrochemical capability, but also into much more specialized areas and into polymers other than polyolefins.
That's right.
Last week we saw the first REACH registration deadline, and we mentioned that on our last podcast.
How do we do in the end?
Well, the data that the European Chemicals Agency released after the deadline said that 24,675 registration dossiers had been successfully submitted by the end of the 30th of November.
That's got 25,000, roughly.
That's about 25,000. Yep. A total of 4,300 substances had been registered.
God.
900 of those chemicals were not sold in Europe when the REACH regulation became law a few years ago. So, you know, a bit of dynamism there.
Yeah.
Industry producing new chemicals and willing to register them. This was the 1,000-ton band. And a lot of companies registered quite small tonnage chemicals, we believe, in that 1,000-ton-a-year band.
So why if you're producing less than 1,000 tons, apart from managing or imagining that you're going to ramp up production to 1,000 tons, might you register a chemical? My guess is that you might do it because you're registering them now at that level in the hope that you don't have to re-register them again later on. You've kind of got to march over the opposition, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that's correct. And surprisingly, actually, that number of 4,300 is a bit lower, a couple of hundred lower than a lot of the agencies that have been looking at this expected. But that's to do with the fact that some of these substance information exchange forums, which were set up to manage the registrations, have decided, well, it's a good idea if we merge some of these registrations. So clearly there's been a balance between, you know, what was expected and what we've finally got.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does the Commission think about this?
Yeah, the European Commission said that the industry was to be commended for making considerable efforts to prepare chemical risk assessments on time. And, of course, remember there was a deadline also for safety data sheets, in that there was a revamp of the whole safety data sheet system. And that's been a huge burden on chemical companies too.
So we end the week with a pat on the head, not a kick up the pants for the chemical industry. Good stuff.
Exactly right.